Hello, everyone. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Advocate for Justice. Your host, Valerie J. You are listening to Advocate for Justice on the radio station WAMF LP 90.3 FM, located in New Orleans. Yes, I am so happy you're here. We be on every Wednesday from 12 to 1. You can listen to us on the radio, or you can get a better or stronger signal for us if you like are out of New Orleans, or you in another parish, or you out of Louisiana. You can listen to us on WAMF.org. Who knows, you might be listening to me online right now, and that's a good thing. And I appreciate your support, your prayers, and your money. Yes, we do accept donation. We thank you. We appreciate you for your donation, for we can spread our wings a little further, for we can cover some more territory, for we can stay on a little longer. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. So, you know, this month we are talking about labor, right? Because September 1st was Labor Day. So I want to do the whole month of labor, right? So, and we always stand on three pillars, right? We stand on three pillars. That is a triangle for me: Jesus, justice, and joy. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's the three pillars that we stand on. We always discuss something that's connected to one of those topics, right? So, labor, sure enough, remind me of justice, right? Then when justice lives strong, and justice shall live strong, it give us joy. And both of those come from Jesus. To me, this is my opinion. This month we are running a series on Valerie's opinion. This is opinion number 4. And we are talking about labor. So, with that said and done, I will listen to some songs, some music, which I like music. I really, 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 really like music. And this old song came on, Mama Said. Do y'all remember Mama Said by the Shirelles? Anyway, someone mentioned this song. I said, oh, let me go listen to this song. So I want y'all to listen to this song. And I have a couple of songs. And I have a speech by Dr. Martin Luther King. And we're going to end this broadcast on the labor union that I'm active in. I'm not here to promote, but I'm going to let y'all know that I do love my labor union. That's ATU. That's Agglomerated Transit Union. My president, international president, is no other than John A. Costa. Yes, yes, yes. So, but anyway, that's going to be the last thing y'all hear about, because he going to leave a message. And I want you all to hear, we had our 61 convention in New York this year. And it was awesome. It was really good. So I want y'all to listen to that. But now I want you all to listen to this song, Mama Said.
Miss Erin Hawkins, Miss Crystal Justine, Miss Lorinda Hawkins, and Miss Lynn McDonald, the sensational Shirelles.
And then
that's an old song by the Shirelles, Mama Said. This, if you think about it, our mothers back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, our mothers, the one that led us and kept us and nourished us, and when our father was out there earning the living to take care of the family. That's my opinion, of course. All of us wasn't that fortunate, that blessed, because both parents had to work, or you was in a single parent home and the parent had to work. The mother or the father had to work and take care of the children, and the children had to take care of the home. So I just remember that song, and I still remember what my mama said. My mama is alive and well, thank God for that. And I really appreciate it. You know, that wisdom speaks, and I remember the things that she taught me, her advice, her wisdom she taught me. And I just thought about that song. I just want to share it. I hope that encouraged someone. Get our minds straight and remember the wisdom that our elderly taught us. And they spoke those words of knowledge and understanding and wisdom in our souls, in our spirit, in our heart. So I hope we listen to it and humble ourselves and follow their advice. So we're going to move on along. We're going to move on along. And I still want to play you another song and let us stand. We have to stand up. We have to take a stand. We got to show up. We got to show up, and we got to support one another, because what's going on now in this world, in the United States, we need one another. We need to catch one another elbow by elbow, hand by hand, and support one another. Because guess what? Things that's going on is not right. It's just not right, y'all. I'm telling you, it's just not right. We got to encourage one another. We got to communicate. We got to tell one another things that will help us to go another step, to take another breath, to go another second. With God's grace, we can do it. God bless us with each other, for we can move forward in a positive, productive, powerful way. But we got to want to do it. We got to want to help one another. You know, and one avenue the good Lord bless us with is the labor union. You know I'm going to mention the labor union. And another way, voting. You know I'm going to mention voting. Oh, yes. And another way, guess what? Communication. Connected to one another. For we can be better. For we can be stronger. It starts with the family. Then it starts in the community, in the neighborhood. And we move to the city and the towns. Move to the states. Yes. Move to the United States, then move to the country, then it move to the world. See, it start with that one little seed. Y'all, we got to have that one little seed. Once we plant that one little seed of truth, now you can plant two seeds. You can plant a rotten seed. That rotten seed ain't going to grow. A rotten seed ain't going to grow. I'm telling you. A rotten seed would not grow. It would die because it's rotten, it's funky, it's stinking. But that seed of truth will grow. We'll grow in our hearts, in our soul, in our spirit. We will speak the truth with our lips, and those words shall live and shall shine so bright that darkness hath to flee from us, from around us, and from on us. Truth will shine so bright. And we can speak those truth in someone else. And guess what? That truth gonna live in that other person, in another person. No, it's just like a domino effect. You know, that's how we got to do it. And we can't be selfish. We can't be prideful. We can't be jealous. No, we can't do that. That's a rotten seed. Them rotten seeds, and they not will not grow. So, I want y'all to listen to this song right here. Hold this song. Empower you and give you strength. We need strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We draw from each other strength. And we got to keep going. We got to keep moving. Keep moving. We got to keep giving each other information. When you get that information, you understand what somebody just told you or what you just read. You understand it. Then you get together, connect, organize. You know I'm going to tell y'all about Way, one of the goodest organizers I know. Then you get ATU. ATU, oh man, we got some great organizers. You know, you join the labor unions. You can organize. You join your organizations that's in your community. You join your church. We got to organize together. You join your neighborhood association. Your neighborhood can help you. Your church can help you. Your organization can help you. Your labor union can help you. You can't stand alone. You can't do it by yourself. You're going to wear yourself out. You're going to stress yourself out. You can't do that. You got to take care of yourself or you can take care of others. Then you take care of the future. If we take ourselves now, today, the present, we can prepare the future. Our children, our young adults. We got to prepare them for the future. Because what's going on now, I just don't have words to say. That's why I just got to pray and ask God to help us, to strengthen us. Bless him, bless us with his wisdom. Dress us up in his armor that we may be able to stand against those evil devils, those evil spirits. We can join together in unity, organize. Elbow to elbow, hand to hand, marching up the King's Highway. Oh, yeah. Y'all, I'm getting excited. I better calm myself down because I'm getting excited. So, the name of this song is Stand Up. We got to stand up. We got to stand up. We got to show up because it's a fight, y'all. Look, the war is already won, but we got to show up for the battle. If you don't show up for the battle, you're going to lose. I ain't going to lose because I'm going to show up. This is my opinion. This is my opinion. That's all. This is my opinion. So y'all listening, got to stand up, show up, train, organize. Yes, education, knowledge. And once you get that knowledge, you got to understand what you just received. Then you got to know how to use it. That's wisdom. Then you got to share it. Once we share it, then we gain, that's organized. You share it with others, for others can know what's going on, right? Because all this rumor stuff going on, whoo, Lord, y'all, this stuff going on. Stand up, y'all. We got to stand up.
Come on back, peaceful.
Whoa, easy now.
I'm gonna be free, God.
I've been walking with my face turned to the sun. Weight on my shoulders, a bullet in my gun. Oh, I got eyes in the back of my head, just in case I have to run. I do what I can when I can, while I can for my people. While the clouds roll back and the stars fill the night, that's when I'm gonna stand up, take my people with me. Together we are going to a brand new home, far across the
made it 100 miles to freedom. Would you like to pick a new name to mark your freedom?
Paratum.
Early in the morning, before the sun begins to shine, we're gonna start moving towards that separation. strength that I got until I die. So I'm gonna stand up, take my people with me. Together we are going to a brand new home. Far across the river, you hear freedom calling, calling me to answer. Gonna keep on keeping on.
Harriet, welcome to the Underground Railroad.
The movie of Harriet Tubman. You all, this song is very encouraging to me. Hope it is encouraging to you. You are listening to Advocate for Justice, your host Valerie J, on the radio station of WAMFLP 90.3, located in New Orleans, Louisiana. Thank you for listening to us. We are on every Wednesday from 12 to 1. So, I was so excited to let you listen to the song that that brought back memories, the Shirelles, what Mama said. I didn't tell you about Advocate for Justice, right? Yes, we have themes and statements and mission, and I like to repeat it every week because I don't want anybody to think negative or bad about the radio station WAMF, right? 90.3. So, Advocate for Justice is here to encourage, to enlighten, and empower people for a fair future. We on here, like I said, every Wednesday from 12 to 1. Our mission is Advocate for Justice strive to empower communities, towns, cities, and states to promote fair labor practices, safety, security, integrity, inclusion, diversity, equity, accountability, and enrichment for all. The Advocate for Justice goal is to ensure that every voice is heard and every person is treated with dignity and respect. That's our mission, nothing more, nothing less. We just want here to treat you with respect, because that's what we want, respect. I keep saying we because sometimes I might have somebody else on here with me, and I always let the other guests know about our mission. So if they can't agree with the mission, can't be on the show. Oh no, everybody is somebody. That's the bottom line. The word from the Bible, from God's word, that I stand on is Psalm 37:28. The Lord loves justice and does not forsake his faithful ones. That's what it is. So when we faithful in our purpose, giving God his glory and his praise, God shall take care of his children. Yes, his faithful ones. It's not about us. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's all about God. So God loves justice, y'all. That's all I got to say. Anything God loves, he going to take care of it. Anybody God loves, he going to take care of them. So thank God that he loves us. He created us. And he still loves us so much, he give us a choice. Right? He give us a choice. We can love or hate. We can go to the left or we can go to the right. We can go up or we can go down. We can go in or out. It's your choice. He give us a choice. So he must give us a choice to love him or not. It's your choice. So that's how much he loves us. And I'm glad about it. When we show love publicly, when we show justice, I'm sorry, when we show justice publicly, we are showing love. That is a quote from Dr. Cornel West. He said, justice is what loves look like in public. That's his direct quote. But you know, I had to paraphrase it. Put it in my own words. And I thank you all. I appreciate you. If you want to know anything about Advocate for Justice, or you want to shoot me an email or contact me, you can go to the website, AdvocateForJustice65. GoDaddySites.com. Advocate for Justice 65 is one word. Advocate for Justice 65. One word. GoDaddySites.com. That's me. You will go to the website. You will see. And you will see all about Advocate for Justice. And you also can go to the website of the radio station, WAMF.org, WAMF.org is WAMF.org, and you can get some information about the radio station. And guess what? When you go to the radio station website, you can slide down, see the different show that you can listen to. And you will be amazed. You can listen to more than me. We have other radio shows that's on here. And that's good because this is a community radio station. I appreciate it. I thank Mr. Wade. And I thank my producer, my manager, Chico. I really appreciate him. Yes, I do. I always mention him every week. Well, I try to anyway. Because he helped me out. So, next, we're going to discuss a little something about labor unions, right? Let's talk about labor unions. No specific labor union, just labor unions. Why the businessmen or the employers or the big corporate organizations or big corporate companies, not all of them, but some of them, majority of them, are against labor unions. Labor unions were formed for the working man to have a voice, the working woman to have a voice, and we would not be standing by ourselves, right? Labor unions speak up for living wages, cost of living, insurance, working conditions, safety, and pensions. We speak up for each other. We stand up together in unity. We show up. We stand up. We support one another. If the company take care of the employee, the worker, guess what? We would take care of the company. But the company don't want to do that. You know, they want to make millions and millions of dollars in profit. How in the world are you going to make millions and millions of dollars in profit and you paying your CEOs $300,000, $400,000, $500,000? Some of them even make more than that. and your workers making minimum wage, $10 an hour, $20 an hour. And then we can't find a decent home to live in. We can't take care of our families. I just don't greed it. That's greedy. The love of money is evil. Money is not evil. The love of money is evil. Anytime that a person or people or a group put money before a human being, that's not right, y'all. It's my opinion. But I want to say the Bible do speak about money, the love of money. So you need to go look it up. That's all I got to say about that. Look it up. But that's what the labor unions are here for. And I am in a transit labor union. I'm glad about it. The ATU, Amalgamated Transit Union. That's right. We have quite a few labor unions in Louisiana. All across the United States and Canada. All over the world. Matter of fact, all over the world. Thank God that our international president have a vision for us. We are connecting all across the world. All over the world. And I'm glad about it. Yes. So, you all, I'm thinking about another song. I hope y'all like this here song. I'm thinking about this song about music. And it's new to me. It's like, it put me in a good place. I hope it put you in a good place. The name of it is A Better Place. It's by this song about musicians all over the world. They got together and connected through the website, right? Through the internet. It's awesome. Name of it, A Better Place.
Freedom and justice is the melody that let us shine on.
Make this world a better place.
freedom through music. And they was playing and singing all over the world. They had Spain. I seen Spain. I seen Europe. I seen United States. I seen China. I'm telling you, they was playing all over the world. They got connected through the internet. So we can use the tools that we have to organize and make this world a better place. Yes, we can. But you have to want to do it. We have to want to do it. I have to want to do it. Be positive. Everybody can sing together, but everybody cannot talk together. Everybody can organize, but they organize. You need a leader. And everybody can be Indians, but only one can be chief. It's something simple like that. So I believe y'all got the picture. So in order for us to have sweet music together, we got to play together. We can agree to disagree and still respect one another. Everybody have an opinion. But what's your opinion? Is it better for yourself? Are you better for a certain group of people? Or is it better for the masses, for everybody? Majority, at least 90% of the people, population, not just 2%, 5%, 3%, 1%. No. I want to say, God, the good Lord bless managers and labor to join together, for we can keep this world turning and working together. Because everybody can't be a manager. Everybody can't be a worker. When we all stay in our place, live in our purpose, working together in harmony, guess what? This world would be a better place. But, of course, that's not going to happen. Mm-mm. It ain't must happen right in heaven. No, it didn't happen right in heaven. Because Lucifer got the big head, got prideful. The good Lord kicked him out. The good Lord said, ain't number one God up here. And kicked him out. Kicked him out on earth, Lord. Oh, man. Why he sending the earth, though? But guess what, though? We're not here by ourselves. The good Lord bless us with Jesus, his son. We're in this world. Guess what? But we're not in this world by ourselves. We will have trials and tribulation, but the good Lord said, be at ease. He has overcome the world. That's what I like. But we have to be strong. We got to be wise. And we got to be unified together. So, of course, you know I'm thinking about something else. I ran across this letter from the Trinity United Church of Christ pastor, Reverend Dr. Otis Moss. So the third, I want y'all to listen to this here. Listen to this here letter. This is a powerful letter. It's deep.
Today I have a letter to America. Dear America, I pen this letter to you this day. I do not write this alone, for the echo of a great cloud of witnesses stand with me as I attempt to articulate a truth before this altar of a fractured democracy. This nation, this country many claim to love, is headed down a dangerous path. These yet-to-be United States of America is standing before a spiritual abyss politics is ill-equipped to handle. If we are not careful, it may take decades to recover from our primal human addiction to reject accountability. If our better angels do not prevail, our children's children will forever be injured by the foolishness and destructive behavior of today. The abyss we face is what Reinhold Niebuhr calls the demon of predatory self-interest. The proclivity of human beings and political entities to seek what is good for the very few instead of pushing for what is a blessing for all. Philosopher Rene Girard calls our current predicament mimetic violence, the idea that people, nations, political parties, organizations seek always to scapegoat others to blame for their societal pain and civic choices. The scapegoats are used by people in power to manipulate and rearrange society to benefit a small group, leaving the masses of people traumatized and broken in the rubble of the aftermath. America, we have the power to alter our future. We have the ability to choose moral courage over political cowardice. The question before us is, what nation do we desire to be? Is our goal to return to a mythic past that never was? Or do we have the moral imagination to conceive of a nation that is not yet but might be for generations yet to be born? Any nation that fails to confront the full brutality and beauty of her past shall forever be locked in a purgatory of brokenness unless we have the courage to bear witness. James Baldwin once said, "There is never time in the future in which we will work out our salvation. The challenge is in the moment. The time is now." I say to you today, now is the time to choose a path where future generations will offer thanks for the moral courage of this moment. Now is the time for a collective mosaic of this country's citizens to craft a civic cathedral that houses all persons across the diverse landscape of humanity. Now is the time for us to release the power of our moral imagination and paint a mural of a nation that is unfinished, but one day will be. Now is the time to be unafraid to speak truth to power, to unrepentant racists, narcissists, and materialists. Now is the time for musicians to craft new songs and symphonies that will be the soundtrack for liberation. Now is the time for activists to raise their voices and organize to amplify the needs of the marginalized. Now is the time for people of faith to elevate the liberating nature of the gospel and magnify the power of love and justice. Now is the time for communities to push back against cynical, fear-based political communication coming from all sectors of our civic discourse. Now is the time for artists to create poems, murals, and dance routines that will alter our language and shift our gaze from the waterfall of negative content possessing our psyche to the power of spiritual creation that will ignite our soul. Now is the time for prophets of literature and prose to be read in public spaces across the land. Now is the time for prayer warriors of every tradition to be freed to pray without ceasing. Now is the time for the Black church to claim her prophetic roots and join hands with women named Harriet, Joyner, Ida, Julia, Fanny, Ella, and Belle. Now is the time for all people with a moral compass, a spiritual center, and an ethical frame to stand up and dare join the construction of a yet-to-be nation. Now is the time to stand up and be a witness. Now is the time to stand up and be counted. If we choose to construct a new nation, the work will be hard. Forces of hate and deceit will rise. But if we dare stand as a people of conscience and faith, generations not yet born will offer thanks that we did not shrink in this moment, nor did we destroy their future. I say to you, America, I say to you, the church, now is the time. Forward ever, backward never. Now is the time. And that's my 5 minutes.
That is a letter to America by Dr. Otis Moss III. I told you that was deep. You are listening to Advocate for Justice, your host Valerie J, on the WAMF 90.3 FM radio station in New Orleans. You just heard a letter to America by Dr. Otis Moss III. Whew, that's deep. Did I tell you? With that letter, I have to play this song. You already know what I'm about to play. Glory. Glory. I haven't played it in 2 weeks. From what you just heard, the letter to America. Come on now. You know we need a powerful song behind that letter. You know this. I got to play it.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
Oh,
glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, the spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day. When the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory,
glory.
Glory.
Now the war.
Selma's now for every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing a league of justice, power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon is to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in a dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders, young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
I had to play y'all that. I had to play y'all that song right there. Hope that inspire you. Let you know that we're not out here by ourselves. Oh, God gonna get his glory. Ain't nobody gonna mess up God's glory. Okay? Nobody, because God know he have a plan for us. Nobody ain't gonna take God's plan away from us. Ain't no way. Look, listen to this. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. That's in Jeremiah 29 and 11. That's God's word. That's his promise. We just got to hold fast, look forward, stay focused, help one another, join hands together. Yeah, we gonna prosper. God promised that. Longer we keep our hand in God's hand, we gonna prosper, and he gonna get his glory. Woo! That song inspires me. I'm telling y'all, that song inspires me. Okay? Dr. Maya Angelou. Sister Maya Angelou. Miss Maya Angelou. I'm sure you heard of Maya Angelou. Dr. Maya Angelou. Professor Maya Angelou. Sister Maya Angelou. A great poet. A lady. A young, beautiful lady. I didn't know her personally, but her words, so powerful. Her testimony. If you go and listen to her words and how she tell her story, go read her books. It's very inspiring. I'm thinking, and I'm a reader. You know what? Let me get this poem. Let me read y'all this poem right here. Because somebody might need encouraging out there. Someone might need someone to talk to them, encourage their soul, their spirit, and their heart. You at work working hard. Nobody don't show you no respect. Guess what? You are valuable. You are important. Believe you are important. You are special. Hang on in there. You will rise. You will rise. I'm telling you, you're gonna rise. You're gonna do it. Because let's think about it. The good Lord bless you with that job. You got your family. You got your friends. You're gonna do it. You're gonna rise up. You're gonna take a stand. You're gonna go and do that job and do the best you can. You're gonna be polite. You're gonna be kind. You're gonna be respectful. You're gonna follow the policies, the contract, the laws of the land. You're gonna follow God's word. When you do that, God got you. He got you. God said, "Vengeance is his," says the Lord. And I believe that. I believe that. So when we do what we supposed to do, I'm speaking of being positive, being productive. Doing what we supposed to do. No evil doing. No deceiving. No lying. Backbiting. No. We stand on righteousness. We fight for justice. We speak the truth. If you don't know, ask questions. If you don't know, ask questions. Go and do research. Go ask somebody. Google it. Go to the library. Find out the truth. You find out the truth, you're going to do it. We're going to do it. Name of this hymn poem is "Still I Rise" by Maya Angelou. Listen and listen well. I try to speak slow and pronounce my words right for you to understand what I'm saying. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt. But still, like dust, I rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? 'Cause I walk like I've got oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like moons and like suns with the certainty of ties. Just like hopes. Bring it high. Still, I rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes. Shoulders falling down like teardrops. Weakening my soulful cries. Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't you take it off a hard, 'cause I laugh. like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness. But still, like air, I will rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I've got diamonds at the meeting of my thighs? Oh, my, my, my. Oh, don't be jealous. Oh, let me go on and finish this. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from the past that rooted in pain, I rise. I'm black. I'm a black ocean leaping wide. Welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into the daybreak that's wondrously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestor gave. I am the dream and the hope of the slaves. I rise. I rise. I rise. Yes. Thank you, Sister Maya Angelou, for writing poems that would set our souls on fire. Whew, I like that poem, y'all. Can you tell I like it? Oh, yes. I'm telling you. I like that poem. Okay. Hope that poem inspired you all. At the beginning of this broadcast, I said I was going to let y'all hear my president, my international president of Agglomerated Transit Union, short for ATU. You can look up ATU as ATU.org and get some more information. But I want to leave you with a good note. So I'm going to leave you with this, his voice, the one and only Mr. John A. Costa, the president of ATU. Y'all listen.
Let the record show, from 2022 to 2025, through strikes and pandemics, through pickets lines and press conferences, the ATU stood tall. And when others blinked, we stared them down. And when others compromised, we confronted. And when others asked, how will we get through this, we said, together. And we didn't get here by luck. We got here by struggle, by sacrifice, and solidarity.
Our voice, our power.
Our voice, our power.
Our voice, our power.
Our voice, our power.
There you go. Our voice, our power. That's our theme to the following year. Our voice and our power. So I do want to encourage everyone to join an organization, join a church, be active in your community, for you won't be by yourself. When someone try to mistreat you, our company, our business, try to mistreat you or do you injustice, you will not stand alone. You will not stand alone. You will have your organization with you. You will have your church family with you. You will have your family and your friends with you. So I want to encourage you to join an organization. Be active in your community. Be active in your church. Because y'all, what's going on right now in the United States, we need each other. We need to speak up for each other. We need to show up for each other. We got to stand up for each other in solidarity. We got to do it. In order to change, we got to shine, shine, shine. For that darkness can leave the United States of America. Oh, yeah. We got to shine. We got to shine, y'all. We got to do it. The light that's in us, we got to let that light shine. We got to walk hand in hand together. Y'all, I'm getting back excited again. And this is the end of the broadcast. Y'all, I'm getting excited. So you are listening to Advocate for Justice, your host, Valerie J, on WAMF 90.3 FM, located in New Orleans, Louisiana. Thank you for listening to us. Hope you come back next week. We are on every Wednesday from 12 to 1. You can go to the website and you can listen to the previous broadcast. It's WAFM.org. You can go to the website and listen to the different broadcasts and this. We have other shows on there as well. And also we are accepting all donations. All donations. We'd be very helpful. I thank you. I appreciate you. For we can continue doing what we do, spreading the good word to encourage somebody along life journey to live a better life. And we can spread this joy, make joy contagious. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we can keep on keeping on. So, I'ma say goodbye to you. Hopefully that you be on next week and listening to Valerie J on the Advocate for Justice on WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana. Have a good day. Have a good week. Have a glorious September. Voting is early voting. It's Saturday, September the 27th. Voting is October the 3rd. Go vote. Go vote. Go vote. Make your voice heard. Be loud and clear. When you vote, speak up. Speak up. Speak up when you vote. We have different races going on. Different candidates are speaking up, speaking out, telling us about their platform, about their plans. You go do your own research. You do your own research, right? So, it's up to us to speak up and speak out. And that's how you can get active. Get active. Organize. If you don't know how to organize, I advise you to contact Mr. Wade from the WAFM radio station. If you go to WAMF.org, you can get his information. And he will tell you, he will show you, he will help you organize. Yes. Thank you. Talk to you next week. God bless.